thought Tyson Plato's play since he came back after missing that one game was done to improve the level?
Tyson has done a good job. You know, he's a hard worker. He's out here every day. And it goes with the whole line. You know, all have done a great job. There's Joey instead of Swede this time. But, you know, the whole line, just as a group, you know, as much stuff as they went through over the past month and then really over the past 3-4 weeks, they've really come together and are playing well right now.
Hey, Ryan, is there anything from the game in Foxborough that you could take away and use for this week?
Well, obviously, it's the same team for the most part. You know, Talib will probably be back and maybe somebody else is gone. But, you know, you're playing the team for the second time, obviously. They're going to have a little bit different of a game plan. We're going to have a little bit different of a game plan. That's the beauty of playing division games is you get to play each other twice a year, and it's about fixing the things you didn't do well last time and evolving your game plan so that, you know, it's not the same exact game.
Would that be the ultimate game, obviously, Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Kevin Yenby, Tom Brady? What is it about there?
Well, it's not so much quarterback on quarterback. You know, it's our team versus their team. And their organization, their team, has been a powerhouse for probably 15, 14 years. So just the history that they have, the history against the Dolphins that they have, it's something that we're looking forward to. We look forward to improving and beating those guys. Well, obviously, he's one of the best QBs of our time. You know, he's has every tool that you want in a quarterback, and is constantly making plays.
You talk about the success you've been having running the ball the last couple of games. You're getting more carries, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, you know, a couple of them are designed, but I'd say primarily they're just you know, finding a running lane on a pass play and you know, scrambling for some yards. So it just kind of worked out that way. It's not something we went in and said, hey, we want you to run X amount of times per game. You know, it's just a feel for, okay, no one's open downfield. You feel a running lane, and you're able to get out and get some yards.
Yeah, Mike Sherman said, as a rookie, he didn't want you to run too much. He wanted you to focus on developing as a pocket passer. Do you feel like now you've developed that, and now you're ready to just kind of put it all together and run when you need to?
Well, I'm still developing. You know, I don't think I'm done by any stretch of the imagination. But if we can add that element into our offense, if it's something that the defense has to prepare for, and can help us win, you know, I'm willing to do it.
Ryan, how is Joe building championship steady with all this
talent? He was a good leader. He's constant. I think you probably see that every day, you know, just during his interviews. He's the same guy every single day. You know, he wants to win games. He wants to be great. He wants this organization to be great. And his steadiness has really transferred over to the players.
How would you describe his coaching style as it relates to the players?
What do you mean coaching style? Wait for the plane. Planes are killer. Tick, 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 tick. Coach Philbin's a hands-on coach, I think. You know, he doesn't get overly involved, I'd say, in the offense. You know, he's not in the QB meeting room all the time or, you know, completely focused on the offense. You know, he spends time with each phase of the team. But he's a guy that wants to know what's going on and, you know, wants to push us to be great.
Well, Ryan, Bill Belichick is known as a shrewd coach, a guy who has a lot of wrinkles. What does that mean for you both on game day and in midweek preparation? I mean, are you watching more film? Are you wary of what he might do or what he might direct his defense to do?
Not so much, you know, thinking about him. You know, all I can judge is what's on tape. Obviously, we have to be prepared. You know, if they're playing us a different way than we expected. But, you know, we really just study the tape, what they put on tape through 13 games so far this year. You know, usually that's a pretty good indication of the things that could come up during a game. So, you know, you always have to be on your toes for if they decide to play us a different way, but we're just studying the tape at this point.
You guys have played a ton of close games. What does it take to be a winning quarterback in the end of games? And aside from obviously executing, what's
the mindset you need?
You have to be resilient, I think. You know, there's going to be bad plays throughout the game. 99% of the time, you're going to make a mistake of some kind. You know, maybe not an interception, but maybe it was a bad throw. You know, whatever it is, you have to be able to overcome it, stay focused on the task at hand, and make the play when it's there.
Ryan,
on
the
about playing the Patriots, it seems like they've been in a lot of close games. The teams have beaten them handedly, but for that final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, they just come out and pull off the upset. Is there something, you know, mental about playing Belichick?
I don't think that it's mystical or anything like that. You know, we have a lot of respect for them. The resiliency that they have, you know, to never quit. Not just those two guys, but the rest of the team as well. You know, defense, special teams, they made a huge play last week to get the onside kick. So it's transferred from, I think, their head coach to the rest of the team that they're never going to give up. You know, they're always going to fight until the last tick is off the clock. Well, we do it every week. We do a two-minute drill every week. It's something that we've done, you know, going back to OTA. So it's always been a focus for us. A lot of the games, I don't know the number, but a lot of our games this year have come down to the last minute. And that's just a trend in the NFL that, you know, majority of your games are going to come down to at least the final 4 minutes of the game. So, you know, we just really have to be focused for the entire time and never let up.
Ryan, on
one or two more.
Palomalu's pick six last week, you went in and looked like you almost caught a knee to the head from him. When you're, is that a split second, you know, don't prevent him from scoring no matter what? Or do you have time to think maybe I should shove him, you know, by the shoulder and see if I can knock him out?
Yeah, it's just trying to stop him from getting the end zone. You know, I don't think about really much self-preservation at that point. It's all about, you know, I messed it up, I screwed it up, so let me try to stop him, keep him out of the end zone.
In terms of Ted Wells' investigation, there's a report out now that it won't be concluded until after the season. Do you all look at it as, from a team standpoint, that's something that's favorable to you so you can focus on the playoff push, or would you rather know the outcome and get the report as soon as possible?
It doesn't matter to me. I don't think it matters to most of the guys in that room. You know, it's something that we're dealing with. We've been dealing with for a long time, but we're focused on football, and whenever and whatever judgment they make, you always have to ride with it.